By February 2023, fish farms will be a thing of the past in the Seychelles nation SWIA, birthplace, world, in Sunshine Coast waters. The existing fish, Atlantic salmon, are expected to be removed from active farms by the end of November 2022, and a decommissioning strategy is in the works to leave the sites healthy. Grieg Seafood BC Limited will decommission its fish farm facilities, according to a November 14 press release. The move follows Seychelles Nation's review of Grieg's existing facilities through a months-long consent-based decision-making process. The process included input from Grieg Seafood as well as third-party aquaculture experts about the effects of finfish farms on the environment and potential mitigation measures. A statement released by Grieg says it held 8 seawater licenses within Seychelles Nation territory and that 6 of those farms were previously removed from Grieg's planning cycle and have been inactive, due to their difficult-to-farm locations. Harvesting in the area has been completed. Seychelles ultimately concluded, applying the precautionary principle in a manner consistent with Seychelles laws and responsibilities and in order to protect Seychelles resources, including wild salmon, the farms must be removed, the nation's release states. The Seychelles Nation is also known as the Salmon People, who have deep concerns about the impacts of finfish aquaculture on wild salmon, and have raised their concerns with federal and provincial governments for more than 3 decades, the nation's release states. These concerns have only increased over the years as we have witnessed the substantial decline in the SWIA salmon populations, which has had dramatic impacts on Seychelles' way of life. HIWUS Warren Paul said the decision-making process is one aspect of implementing the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. In the 1980s, the Seychelles SWIA was the main hub for finfish aquaculture, HIWUS Paul said in the release. But as fewer farms exist, the nation's concerns remain. Protecting this precious resource for future generations has always been our priority, HIWUS Paul said. Removal of the farms is one step in protecting the wild salmon. In Sunshine Coast waters, there are 9 active finfish aquaculture licenses set to expire on June 30, 2024, according to Fisheries and Oceans Canada. One license is held by MOWI Canada West at Glacial Creek, Gervais Inlet, while the rest are held by Grieg. Grieg is headquartered in Campbell River, has 22 farms in BC and has approximately 180 full-time employees, the company's website says. In a statement on the company's website, Grieg says it fully supports the First Nations in whose territories it operates, including recognizing and honoring the rights of First Nations to self-determine what aquaculture development they choose for their nation. The change will not result in employee layoffs and Grieg Seafood BC Limited's total harvesting volume targets will not be impacted, the company says. Grieg's statement says the company shares concerns for the declining wild salmon population and is committed to farm with the lowest possible impact and to continuously improve its operations as it develops new farming technologies. The company also says it is in the ongoing process of phasing out older and smaller sites while developing sites that are well suited to salmon farming. The removal of the fish farms will affect another Sunshine Coast-based company, Salish Soils. CEO Aaron Joe told Coast reporter Salish Soils receives fish waste from those farms, which is then used to create a high nitrogen compost. While Salish Soils will have fish compost for 2023, because they've been making it all year, they'll likely run out by mid-2024. We're sorry to hear of this news. We've had a great relationship with Grieg Seafood for the past 12 years, Joe said. I think it's a great step for the nation to take control of their SWIA. As I've always said before, we seem to inherit the status quo of business as usual. I like to see us as a nation innovating new processes that align with our values as First Nations people. It will also be a positive change for the residents of East Porpoise Bay, he added, as there will soon be no more fish smell coming from Salish Soils. While he doesn't anticipate finding another source for fish waste, Joe said it will allow Salish Soils to focus more on its community's organics.